And a virtuous goal will always uplift us from the most vice contaminated sea. And only a manually chiseled simulation will be able to bring reality back to life in its authenticity. And we either consume the machines and become machines, or produce like machines and become superhumans. And we ought to keep our daily goal small but constant in order to achieve a big life achievement. And once we have agreed on the substance of our undertaking, we might lose it, focusing exclusively on its container. And as life progresses, we regress to establish the stark sensation that are now forever past. And the revolution is only a new opportunity to assign power to a different class of people. And it is the mental frustration of our unphysical being to at last completely dissolve our soul. And only at the spring of our primordial feelings we can at last deposit its outcome. And all we have to be fanatic of is not an artificial construction, but the celebration of human nature. And the revolutionary mind only plow the lazy land to plant its own ideological cultivation. And even in the unlimitedness of nature, we get locked by the limitness of the social norm. And the alternative world we create is a door for other humans out of the social reasoning. And any meaningful message ought to be conceived out and critical of any social comfort. And unless we invert it in the spiritual, the misery we experience is equal in any social mechanism. And shall we rather live in the gray zone of the mind or in the blue yet intoxicated zone of the art? And for as shiny as we are in our social seals, we will ultimately rot from within. And the evil emerging from our captivation should only be a step to set ourselves free in the solar nature. And for as much as we try elsewhere, it is only through a little hole that we are meant to penetrate into our immense destiny. And as in a long journey at sea, we also shall wait to step our foot in the promised land. And it is only in the natural work that we can revive our humanity away from the social asphyxiation. And it is the social regime to ultimately break the link with our soul and establish a blind fanatism. And everything will wait as dull and grey unless brightened by a spiritual mission. And all games of fame will ultimately go against our supernatural talent. And through our intuition, we already know what our destiny is. Only the time and space remain uncertain. And we can only be good towards our natural context and away from it be bad. And machines should be used to enhance our lives, and never we used by machines to suffocate life. And we may seem as improvised outsiders, but only continue the trajectory drawn by our ancestors. An integration can never occur in a regime of cemented souls, but only in a natural realm where the organic matter is malleable. And hanging on the social verdict, our spirit will never be able to grow and feel fully mature. And only by fully dedicating us and devoting to a mission, we can go far beyond any social construction. And by promoting compromises and not real willing, society will always produce a grey mediocrity. There is nothing more oppressive than a system being imposed on us, and nothing more uplifting than a system coming from within us. As it is natural that one genius overcast over a community, it is unnatural that one genius broadcast over several communities. And over the great enterprises of a society, the future societies will lie their feces. And all our irrational estimates will never count over our naked irrationality, faith. And we shall never be blind about the appearance and always experience in order to get a feeling of the substance. And when our natural context is lacking, all is left for us to do is to put up an aggressive attitude. And the causes and effects of the new paradigms we enter in our lives can only be controlled through a discipline of the self. And our strong intuition may at times lead us in an intuitive path where we might lose our faith at times. And we ought to accept that all that can survive are only the ruins of our great enterprises. And what we have to praise is only the exaltation of nature through human manual labor. And once we get dependent of the castle to be heard, we ought to explode it. And our energies ought to concentrate within us as a light for others, and not as fire boosted by social criticism. And nature ought to regulate us, and if we shift to social regulation, we will only fossilize. And when the social dynamics stumble, we'll turn back to our soul and find it infested with wolves. And the self is like a forest, and it is only manually that we can find the right balance to take care of it. And the different natures only differ slightly, but the spiritual experience we can find within them is the same. And even the most magnificent establishment is so small without a spiritual meaning. and all the fightings induced by electronic communication can only be reduced by human humble communication. And the actual meaning of life can suddenly strike us in the most insignificant time and space. And we ought at least at times break out of the guidance of algorithms thinking for us. And in order to maintain our profoundness, we ought to keep on preparing for our dream. And what was possible before, that we had nothing, it is impossible now that we have all the requisites to do so. And if modern technologies capture the body of things, they will never capture the inner soul without a human agent. And the sickness comes as a symptom for our blocking the circulation of life. And at the end of the day, to attempt to realize our dream is better than any given safety. And in the attempt to concretely build our spiritual realm, we'll be able to master any given experience. And the more we give up on our ultimate ideal, the more energy will abandon us. And the important thing is not to finish, but to keep working on the plan our intuition has generated.